Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to another episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Judah Darar, your host, and I am so happy this evening, so elated, exhilarated, in fact, to have a special guest from the Virgin Islands with us this evening. Her name is Sister Tia, and I would like to introduce you to her, but before we do that, we're going to hear a word from our announcer, and that is Unan Imports. We'll be right back with Sister Tia in just a minute.
Greetings, Aquaba. Unan Imports. Unan Imports.
Hunan Imports. They are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden level shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tapestry carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Hunan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor, take some time and go over to Hunan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Hunan. You'll be glad you did. And we are black. Tia is a 25-year-old reggae/lovers rock singer and songwriter. To date, she has performed singles with various reggae producers based in the Virgin Islands, Jamaica, and the UK. However, she is currently unsigned. Tia has only been making music for 2 years, but has clear natural ability as a vocalist and songwriter, and continues to improve while her music continues to pick up steam as more people are introduced to Tia's music, ranging from topics of love and relationships, social awareness, and self-empowerment. In order of release, her singles are Healing, Be Without You, Be Sober, No Love Sweeter, and Woman's Intuition. Without any further ado, let us welcome Sister Tia with a hearty hey, yay!
Good night!
Welcome,
good night,
welcome, beloved.
A listening audience, thanks for having me.
Oh,
that was a great introduction, by the way.
Oh, beloved, if I had the accolades to say more, I would. I'm just not that educated.
But we
are so honored to have you on with us. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I was at the gym earlier. I have all those happy hormones that's released, so I feel good.
Well, we already know you look good, so we got the daily double today.
Thank you.
Tia, tell us, when were you born?
I was born in the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix to be exact. The Virgin Islands has three islands. Well, a little more, but three main islands.
Uh-huh.
It's St. Thomas, St. John, and I was born on the big island, St. Croix. When I was about three or four, I moved to Atlanta, and I grew up there. And about five years ago, I moved back home to St. Croix.
What precipitated you moving back to St. Croix?
I think my family just wanted a little change from being in the States for so long, and we just kind of came back home. All our family is down here, grandparents, cousins.
Uh-huh.
So we just came back for a little while, and they're off again, you know, but I decided to stay on St. Croix. I really like it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. When you say they, are you referring to your parents?
Yeah, my parents, my two sisters.
I see. Well,
that was the reason for moving home.
Well, I definitely envy you having the ability and the energy to move to St. Croix. Such a beautiful place. I've heard about it. And perhaps I'll get a chance to check it out. Yes, and the people are lovely.
Hopefully
as well.
One day.
Yeah. Well, I'm playing in a band called G.D. Hemmings, and we're going to be in Jamaica this winter. So if I get a break, I might be able to hop over to see what's going on over there.
Oh,
in,
that's
awesome.
That's,
yes.
That's great.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, tell me, when was the first time you heard a performance or you witnessed a performance that actually resonated in your soul?
There's a lot of performances that I just love, but
the first
one performance that sticks out to me, I think like the first time I like really cried, you know, and it really like pierced me, had to be Lauryn Hill. She did a segment on MTV. It was called Unplugged, I would say about 4 to 5 years ago. And she did like a acoustic session for some of the songs that she had.
Yes.
And all her songs were so deep and so, it moved me to the point of tears because I felt what she was saying, you know, and I love Lauryn Hill. She has been one of my favorite artists for forever. And that performance there just, she just was very authentic, very real. And I feel like that's what music is all about. It's supposed to move people. It's supposed to touch people, you know, whether it's a fun, you know, a fun song or, you know, you're talking consciousness. Either way, it's supposed to touch somebody and impact somebody's life. And that was that one performance that really sticks out of my mind all the time.
So can you list a couple of the tunes that stood out at that performance?
She had a song called Fine Peace of Mind. And basically it was a song about, you know, her being in the industry so long and people would tell her this and, you know, different things and just, you know, because she's not really in the spotlight anymore. And I think that she made a conscious decision to just stop, you know, and find her inner peace. So, and she had another song talking about she has to get out. That song to me was a little deeper because it could mean so many different things. It could mean, you know, get out the system, get out of, you know, your bad ways, try to overcome the demons that you have within you. So that was those two songs. She had a couple more just talking about love and, you know, different things like that.
She appears to be she appears to be a very honest artist who doesn't really mind whose toes she steps on as long as she makes her delivery to let the people get her message. And I find that... Go on, Bill.
Yeah, because when I was watching that that series of songs, that Unplugged show, I was saying, I wonder if MTV knew she was going to sing these songs because they're so, like, deep.
So,
I agree with you.
I admire artists who don't give a damn, full steam ahead, damn the torpedoes. Keep moving, you know, keep it moving. Tell us about your home life. While growing up, what was art like in your home?
I honestly have to say I was the only artistic one in my home life. At a young age, I would say maybe in middle school, around sixth, seventh grade, I had a language teacher. Can't remember her name now, but she introduced me to poetry. And she was very big on writing and, you know, getting your creative mind working. And I started to write poetry from then. And I remember writing little poems about having a crush on this guy or, you know, just something at a child that age. And I still write poetry up to today. And that was, like, I would say the first artistic anything that I did. And after that, once I got into high school, I had a teacher named Miss Newell that wanted me to do art. Now, mind you, I didn't think I could draw. I didn't think that I had any ability of picking up a pencil and drawing anything, but she pushed me, and I happened to be very good at it with drawing, and my favorite type of medium is pastels, dry pastels. So,
Oh, my, that is impressive.
After that, I was working at the government house here in the Virgin Islands, and I was helping the governor's assistant, you know, just picking up calls, filing, that stuff. And I really hated it. I hated being there. I hated going into work every day. I just did not like it. And I remember sitting down there, and I decided to, like, write a song. And I came home, and I told my mom, hey, listen to this, you know? And she was like, wow, it's really good. And at the time, I didn't know my fiancé. But after I met him, I showed him the song, and he introduced me to one of his friends that also does the music here. And that's how I got my start.
The
music.
What an enchanting story. I like how that led into that. So your art, you gleaned that from the universe and from your teachers. None was in your home. And that's pretty interesting. Most artists have some kind of influence in their home, whether it be an uncle, even cousins or anything. I find that admirable that you were able to gather yourself and to make up your mind. What led you to the path that you are on now?
I like to call myself a late bloomer. I felt like I always bloomed a little later than other people. Normally, artists at this point, they've been doing this for years. They've been doing this since 5 years old, and they've been practicing all their life. Me, on the other hand, is like, oh, it just fell into my lap, and I said, oh, well, I happen to be good at it. Let's try. Let's see where it goes, you know, and I love it. I do love music. I did grow up around reggae. My dad used to, you know, listen to Junior Gang and Bob Marley and Buju and, you know, all those, the greats.
Yes.
But it's just something that I'm going with, and I really love it. I really enjoy every step of the journey. And if I happen in 10 years, realize I'm good at something else, then we'll just go with that.
Yeah, it's not good to place yourself into one specter, into one pigeonhole. I think we should be open to the universe, because back in ancient times, you could be an archaeologist. I mean, I'm sorry, you could be an architect as well as a philosopher, as well as a healer. You know, we did all those things because we didn't have the distractions of television and iPad and those things.
And it's true. I feel like you should just go wherever the universe takes you, wherever, you know, whatever it's leading you to go, wherever, you know, because You never know. You never know when you put yourself out there.
Yes.
What may happen, you know?
Let's talk about your discipline now. What are you most likely to find yourself enjoying more, the actual performance or the rehearsal or the writing of the material?
Oh, it's definitely the creative process. The creative process of making the music, being in the studio, seeing how you gotta lay down the tracks and all that creative. It's definitely that. Second, I would say it's performing. It's nice to get up there and, you know, you interact with the crowd. And at first I did not like performing. And I think that was just because I didn't have the experience of performing. But the more and more you get up there, the more comfortable you become, the more you learn what the audience likes from what they don't like, and you know how to get the crowd on your side. But
yes,
I would say it's definitely a creative process and then performing.
So now tell me this. When you are performing, where are your eyes looking?
I think it's important to actually focus in on each individual. I know that sometimes people tell you to look far in the back and don't really focus on one person. But I feel like any great performance that I've seen, Terrace Riley, Itana, any great performer that I've, you know, witnessed, They look at you, and you feel like, oh my God, they're looking at me, you know. So I do feel like it's important to look at your audience, you know, see who's, you know, if you see somebody really grooving to your song, make sure you big them up, you know. I think that's important.
I do too. I agree.
It's hard. It's a hard thing to do, but. You know, because if you have a stiff crowd, like, what are you going to do? You know, if you have a crowd that's not really feeling what you're doing. But I think that's the best way to connect with people and, you know, be one with.
So now tell me this. I'm sure, even though you've only been performing for 2 years, there have been times when the crowd was totally behind you. And then there have been times when you didn't get that kind of response. Now, at the end of the response that you didn't get received well, how did you sleep at night that night?
I try not to dwell on things. Maybe at first I feel like, wow, like I wish that performance went better. But after maybe a couple hours and I think about it, watch the tape back if I record myself, I say, okay, well, the next performance is not going to be like that.
Exactly.
You know, and that's it. And you keep it moving, because if you sit there and dwell, you'll never get back up on stage to perform ever.
Yeah.
So I try not to dwell on things. I am a dweller, though. I do dwell.
I dwell. I
you know,
dwell. I toss and I turn while I'm sleeping. I actually, I shouldn't have said that out loud in the middle of my rest. Oh, I should have done that. Oh, you know, I just keep thinking of the things that I shouldn't have done. And it may last a couple of days. It'll last me a couple of days. But I was just interested because all artists have a different response. And I was just interested in yours. Tell me about your very first performance. Where was that at?
Oh,
how old
my
were
God.
You? You were 23, so I know that, or 22. Talk about that very first experience from the time you knew you were going to play. How did that develop?
Okay, so my first performance was at Rock the Dock. Rock the Dock is this show that they do on the pier every Christmas time, carnival season. And, well, it's for New Year's, to bring in the New Year's. So they'll set up like a stage and stuff like that where the cruise ships come in. And I got to perform there with a local artist named Cruise Rock. And I was just singing the chorus, and I was so nervous. I was so nervous. I couldn't think. I literally could not move. So we started the song. I got down, you know, on the stage to where he was, and people were just watching me like, who is this girl? What is she doing? And I stood in one spot the entire time, and I just sang the song, and it was bad. It was bad. I wouldn't lie. It wasn't good. I laugh about it now. But I know I had to go through that, you know. I had to go through that in order to become better. But it wasn't good at all.
Persevere.
I've improved.
You cannot. So who were there? Who was at that show that you knew in the audience?
I remember my aunt being there. And she was clapping and she was like, yes, Chia, go. My mom was there. My dad was there. A lot of my family was there. But I, even though they were there and they were cheering me on, I was still just nervous. And I don't recall what was going through my mind. I just didn't feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the lovely, the talented, and I must add, beautiful Tia. And we're going to be listening to her song called Be Sober. And we'll be right back after this with Be Sober.
What's going on, Tia?
I'm sober.
Yeah, man, it's all I'm getting. I don't know what we're going to do, but we got to do something. That's right. Yo, Junior, Piantia. Be sober.
Somebody said there's no progress without struggle. Well, my people, we've been struggling for a while. And who you gonna blame it on? We can only blame ourselves, 'cause they freed us from our bondage for some time. But your mental is still there. You keep hating your hair and the color of your skin. Believe in everything they tell you without question. You partake in their sin. So my question is, how long will you cover your eyes and continue to inherit lies? Blessed are the ears that hear. This is a word to the wise. Be sober, be vigilant. Keep your eyes open. Vampires everywhere, they lurk. Wolves in sheep clothing. Corruption. Money don't.
Money don't. Know yourself, while learn up the history, cause it ain't no mystery, no mix. Them can show with them truth. Try come school with them. Sit back and watch you like a comedy movie. Open up your eyes, internet hypnotize. About time we realize that them telling lies. Don't get victimized, don't you trust them, guys?
But your mental is still there. You keep hating your hair and the color of your skin. Believing everything they tell you without question, you partake in their sin. So my question is, how long will you cover your eyes and continue to inherit lies? Blessed are the ears that hear. This is the word to the wise. Be sober, be vigilant. Keep your eyes open. Then come follow me
to
the mountainside.
sober. Be sober. Be sober. Be sober. I say it again. Be sober. Beautiful song, beloved. My God. Yes. Talk about
Thank
it.
You.
Who wrote that? You wrote that?
Yes, I wrote Be Sober. It was actually one of my first songs that I wrote. It didn't sound like that exactly at the time. So I did like revise it. But I don't know. I was in a place where, because I'm very Afrocentric and I believe in, you know, being, loving yourself, loving your blackness, loving who you are, you know. And it just felt like there's always this fight between, you know, people that want to liberate us and people that want to continue to have suppress us, you know? I was just, you know, pretty much saying you have to be sober, you have to be aware of what's going on, because if you don't educate yourself, you won't understand why you do the things that you do. And, you know, being vigilant, you have to continue to watch what's happening around you. A lot of us are walking around here not understanding, and we continue to make the same mistakes and continue to fall into the same traps.
Yes.
So,
yes, yes.
You know, that's basically what that song is about, just speaking to our community and saying, hey, you know, love yourself, question everything, be sober, be vigilant, you know?
Yes, yes. So, who was the producer on this song?
Actually, the guy that's on the track, Junior P, he did all the producing, and he also featured on the song. So he's a local artist here in St. Croix. Really down-to-earth guy, really, really great spirit, you know.
So did he do all the instrumentation as well?
Yeah, all the instrumentation, all the mixing, everything.
That is a blessing. What a blessing, beloved, you know, what a blessing. And he did the background vocals, and he did the featured male vocalist as well, correct?
No. Actually, D Harmony, that's another local artist here. D Harmony, he did some of the background vocals. I did some of the background vocals. So it was a very good collaboration, good people helping me, you know, complete the song. Yeah, those guys are great. Big
up to them. It is a beautiful project that you've presented to the world. And we wanted to go to this next tune called No Sweeter Love, and we will talk about that right after this tune, No Sweeter Love.
Talking about the sweetest love, the highest form of love. Yeah. And I basically just came up with that. I mean, yeah. There is a wonderful guy in my life that makes me happy.
Yes. It shows, beloved. He's
but,
a very fortunate guy.
Oh, thank you. I hope he knows that.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
The guy that produced this rhythm. Go ahead.
No,
hello?
I was just going to. I was going to ask another question, but finish your thought on the guy that did that.
The guy that produced this rhythm is out of the UK. His name is Keja, and he is amazing. He was very helpful throughout the entire process, even though I'm all the way in St. Croix and he's all the way in UK. He was, he really, we kept in contact the entire time. He helped me push it on different social medias, and he was just really, really, really nice, really awesome. So big up to Keja, wherever you are in the world. Blessings to you always. And, He has a lot of, you know, he's worked with a lot of different artists over there in the UK. So it was, I was really happy to have reached out to him and, you know, gotten the opportunity to work with him. So,
well, time, I'm sorry, but time has really flown by. We have so many more things to ask, but time has flown by. But one question I want to ask before we leave is, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word is truth.
Ah.
It has to be truth. Because we live in the age of information, but there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I've just gotten to the point in my life where I would just like to know the truth.
Yes.
Tell me the truth.
Yes.
Just, I don't want all the propaganda and, you know, agendas that's behind, you know, different whatever, different situations. I just want to know the truth. What is the real reason? You know.
Yes.
So,
yes, indeed, beloved.
This has to be my favorite word.
I love that word. It's going to be registered in my column. But lastly, how can one reach you for engagement?
Okay, that's a wonderful question. I have a website. It's pierasong.web.com. So that's PIARASONGS. .web.com. You can get all my information there. You can have my email. My email is tiabella90@yahoo.com. My manager's number is 340-690-6476. And you can reach me on my social media, Twitter and Instagram is tiabella90. So, yeah, and Facebook, I'm on there.
Yeah,
so just look me up.
Do look this
Google me, I'm
talented.
On YouTube.
Do look her up. Do look Sister Tia up. And Sister Tia, we're looking forward to having you on down the road. Would you like to come down again and be on the show?
Yes, of course. And if I'm ever in Chicago, I would love to come and find you, Judah.
Well, we give thanks, beloved. Peace and blessings to you.
Hello?
Peace and blessings, beloved.